Hello, and welcome to As It Is, from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz, in Washington. Today, we report on a warning from the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization about a link between the Ebola virus and bats and other animals.
And then we bring it back to our village, there's some risk there of bringing back, in this particular case, maybe an Ebola-affected animal.
Then, we will tell you about an interesting new effort by North Korea to bring more travelers to the country. The link between Ebola and the meat of wild animals, and camping in North Korea. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is warning people in West African countries about a link between eating wildlife and the disease Ebola. The FAO says it is especially worried about the fruit bat. It said people often eat fruit bats dried or in a spicy soup. But the agency worries the animal may carry the Ebola virus without showing any signs of disease. The current Ebola outbreak in West Africa is the deadliest recorded. More than 600 people have died from the disease in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone over the past 4 months. The FAO said the sickness probably started when the Ebola virus moved from infected wild animals into humans. Experts said the virus then moved from person to person. It spreads when someone touches blood or other body fluids from an infected person. Juan Lubroth is the chief veterinary officer at the FAO.
When we, as humans, go into the forest, either for hunting or gathering food, first animal we encounter, which could be weak or ill, and then we bring it back to our village, there's some risk there of bringing back, in this particular case, maybe an Ebola-affected animal.
Dr. Lubroth says villagers may get infected when they help prepare the animal as food.
You could have transmission to humans, either the hunter who is dressing the animal, cleaning it for food preparation, or other villagers that may be involved with the food preparation, including women. And there you have that transmission of the virus to the human population.
He says that process moves the virus into the human population. If a person becomes ill and goes to a medical center, he or she could infect doctors or nurses. The initial symptoms of Ebola may take about 2 weeks to appear and begin with only a fever, like many sicknesses.
If this happens in an urban population, in an urban setting, well then the human-to-human contact rate is greater and disease can spill over.
Dr. Lubroth said the danger is great. He says it is not realistic to suggest that people stop hunting. But he says communities need what he called clear advice not to touch dead animals. And he urged people not to sell or eat the meat of any animal found dead. As Ebola spreads, so do people's fears. Medical workers say some people feel so afraid they hide infected people without asking for help. Other people are not going to work. The FAO will help governments in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone launch wildlife observation programs. The programs would be used as early warning systems for Ebola. The UN agency also plans to help communities produce livestock animals. The goal is to reduce dependency on bushmeat. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Are you looking for a different place to visit on your next vacation? Are you bored with beaches and European tours? Well, a camping trip in North Korea might be just the ticket for you. Let's be honest. North Korea is known for being kind of closed off from the rest of the world. In other words, it has a reputation for keeping foreigners at a distance. So we, meaning everyone else but North Korea, have a right to wonder about their new tourism campaign, camping vacations. To attract more foreign tourists, North Korea is introducing a number of new tour packages, including camping trips in the scenic mountains of Myeongyang and Kumgang. And it seems to be working. The company Koryo Tours organized the first 10-day camping trip earlier this year. It claims this is the first time anyone has been allowed to set up a tent and stay in the mountains of North Korea. The website for Koryo Tours reads, "This was as much a treat for the guides as they had never done this before either." 10 Westerners went on the trip. They hiked 79 kilometers during the entire tour, which breaks down to be about 28 kilometers per day. The travelers also visited landmarks in both mountains, such as the Kumgang Waterfall and Lake Samilpo. The reason for the increase in tourism is simple. Money. More foreign tourists means more money for cash-poor North Korea. Koryo Tours is not alone in leading tourists on one-of-a-kind camping trips to the North's unspoiled mountains. Yuri Tours is a tour company based in the eastern American state of New Jersey. The company is planning a 13-day long trip to a number of mountains, including Mount Kumgang and Mount Myeongyang. The company hopes to get at least 7 travelers together later in the year. The pro-North Korean newspaper Chosun Shinbo is published by ethnic Koreans living in Japan. It says the North Korean government is trying to get more tourists by offering more variety in its tourism products. The usual tourist trips include picking fruit at local farms and orchards and long train rides through the country. One North Korean tourist package offers travelers the opportunity to compete with North Korean athletes in the traditional martial arts of Taekwondo. The chance to tour and camp in a country that has been closed for so long could be a huge draw for travelers seeking a very different kind of vacation. And that's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington, D.C.